Some of the topics we learned about include Me'ila B'Shoigig. If a person benefits from a Hekdesh item unintentionally, he must bring a Korban Hashem Me'ilas, and he must also reimburse Hekdesh with Karen V'Chemish, the principal amount and 1/5. Also, Hekdesh Mischal, the Hekdesh is transferred and the item becomes Chulin and now belongs to him. Me'ila B'Mezit. If a person benefits from a Hekdesh item intentionally, he is exempt from a Korban, and he reimburses Hekdesh with only Karen but not Chemish. There's a machlekes b'mezid, whether the Hekdesh item becomes chulin or not. The machlekes regarding big day kahuna. The Chacham permitted for the Kahanim to wear their begadim even shaloi b'shas avoida, even while not engaged in the performance of the avoida. Did the Chacham also permit all other benefits b'shaygig or not? Machtzis ha-shekel. There's an obligation for every person to contribute a half shekel annually from which to purchase Karbanos Tzibur from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The shkolim were placed in a specific lishka. Shiyara halishka. After the year expired on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the remainder of the separated shkolim is disqualified for Karbanos and is designated for the improvements of Yerushalayim. The machlokes is Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as to whether the Isra Me'ila applies to the Shiyara halishka or not.